The Wonderful Wizard of Oz by L. Frank Baum. Copyright 2011, Burlington Books. Chapter 1. The Tornado. It was a cold morning in Kansas, and everything seemed usual in the little house on the farm. After breakfast, Aunt Em and Uncle Henry started their work. They worked hard all the time and didn't have much time to play with 13-year-old Dorothy. Dorothy was outside the house with her dog, Toto. She looked at the sky and said,
"Toto, one day we'll fly away from here to a beautiful magical place far away."
She talked to Toto a lot. He always listened and was never too busy to be with her. But today, he was a little strange.
"Is something worrying you, Toto?"
asked Dorothy. Then the sky became very dark. A strong wind blew and black clouds appeared in the sky. The wind was very loud and strong now. It hit the trees, and one tree fell to the ground. Dorothy was afraid.
"Toto, what's happening?"
she asked, and hugged her dog. Dorothy's aunt and uncle started to run to the house.
"Dorothy! It's a tornado!
They shouted.
"Quick! Go down to the storm cellar!
They all ran down the stairs into the cellar. They heard the violent wind outside. It started to pull the windows from the house. It lifted tables and chairs and shook the entire house. Suddenly, Toto jumped from Dorothy's hands and ran up the cellar stairs into the house.
"Toto!"
Dorothy shouted and ran after him.
"Dorothy, come back!"
shouted Aunt Em. But Dorothy didn't hear. The wind was too loud and strong. It shook the house again very hard. Suddenly, the wind lifted the entire house high into the sky. Dorothy held Toto tightly. She shouted as she started to slide out of the front door. At the last minute, Dorothy held onto the door of the house.
"Don't move, Toto. We'll be okay."
The house continued to fly in the wind. Dorothy and Toto finally got inside the house and she closed the door. Then the tornado carried the house far away.